Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, Mr. Wonderful, at your service, as always. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for your business. I'm very excited about our good friend Karen Kerrigan being back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Karen is we've already had her 19th anniversary, my friends. How about that? She's already in her 20th year, just like me, in her 20th year hanging out with us. Bless her heart. What a long-suffering thing to do for her. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. As I've said for a long time, nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen and her organization. It's a tiny organization, but it packs a powerful punch, and it's all 101% on behalf of you out there on Main Street, small business owners. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be here, Jim. They don't make prodigies like us anymore, like they used to. What can I say?
I know we right out of elementary school. I got it, folks. So, Karen, we had big doings last night. We had the State of the Union speech. I heard a lot of analysis from Republicans and Democrats, and I didn't hear any. Even the Democrats were giving him high marks in a lot of ways, and even though they didn't like what he said, they were giving him high marks for his presence, for the way he showed up. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think he definitely, took it to the next level. And I thought the speech was well delivered, for sure. I agree with all the analysis that was done in terms of really making the transformation, from a candidate, to the president. And, we weren't surprised by any of the policies. They just reaffirmed, sort of his agenda on tax and regulatory relief, affordable health coverage, getting the economy going again, making America the best place to do business. But the delivery and the message, the focus on policy, the focus on unity, that was very heartening. And yep. I think if he maintains that tone, that message,
if he could,
moving forward
if he
on
could keep that
policy,
tone,
I think he's going to get a lot of things done. He's
if he could keep
to
that tone,
to
he could
that.
Wind up being one of the greatest presidents in America, I think. Because there's a lot of stuff to fix. And
there
I think
is.
That kind of a tone could be fixed. And I'll tell you what I liked about it. And I'll only get into one policy issue in a minute. I want you to talk about. But in general, what I liked about what he said was the topics of his speech were all substantive things, real problems. His approach to solving them are real approaches. Whether you think they can work or not, they're real approaches. They're not candy cane, unicorn, rainbow approaches. They're real approaches to things. And he's talking about the business of America.
Right.
I love that part.
I do too, exactly. And you know what? You're exactly right. He laid out policies, and whether you agree with him or not, very few people walked out of that chamber feeling offended by that. And that really is a departure. I thought President Obama could have been a much better president in terms of unifying people.
He missed an opportunity. He sure did.
He always missed opportunities because he would say things about unity, and then he would do a subtle type of dig. What I mean? That was very partisan in what was supposed to be a moment to really unify the country and just stick to, like you said, to the business of America and policies and what needs to be done.
I mean, even employees listening to him last night, not even business owners, even employees who see their companies working would have heard that speech and said, yeah, that's how we work. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes me have a paycheck and gives me hope. There's one thing though that he said that troubled me a little bit. It sounded a little bit of a liberal approach, and that was this paid leave that he talked about. Did you hear him talk about that?
Yes. That has come up. That the issue did come up out on the campaign trail. That's something that Ivanka his daughter.
Paid family leave.
Is very, very passionate about. And look, we have to look at what the approach is going to be. I think they're talking about tax credits, and, you know, there's concern about the cost of that, and obviously
right.
what the impact is going to be on employers if they can't fill holes, you know, in their workforce when people leave, or they don't have the flexibility to do that.
Are you worried about Ivanka's influence? She also pops up on the climate change scenario.
On the way, I'm sorry, on the what scenario?
The climate change scenario.
You know, not yet at this point, because I just look at the personnel that, you know, he's brought in to his
yeah.
cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Pruitt,
right.
who heads EPA, and, you know, his background, his approach
right.
To that issue, to energy issues.
So you're not worried about that.
And, you know, at this point I'm not, but... and I think, look, you know, largely
Karen,
she's...
hold on to that thought. We're going to take quick breaks right here, folks. It's 20 Till, right back with Karen Kerrigan, SBEcouncil.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.